Page 7.
Murder in the House of Commons. Do you remember what you dreamt about last night? Was it something you saw, heard, or perhaps read the day before? We often dream about events from the past, but sometimes we dream about something and it hasn't happened yet. On the night of May the 3rd, 1812, John Williams, a banker from Cornwall in the southwest of England, had a dream. A bad dream, about a murder in London, about 370 kilometres away. In his dream, Williams was in the lobby of the House of Commons, the Parliament of England. What a magnificent building! But why am I here? He thought, confused. I never come to London. A lot of people were coming into and going out of the lobby. Williams stood and watched them. A few minutes later, he saw a short man in a blue coat enter the building. Everybody seemed to know the man and wanted to speak to him. That man is attracting a lot of attention, Williams thought. Maybe he's an important politician. At that moment, Williams saw a tall man. The man was standing near a door and was wearing a black coat with gold buttons. Williams couldn't stop watching the man. There are so many people here, Williams thought. But for some reason, I'm only interested in that man. I don't understand why. Suddenly, the tall man ran quickly through the crowd of people until he was standing in front of the short man. Williams watched in horror as the tall man took a gun from his pocket and shot the man in front of him. The short man fell to the floor with his hand on his heart. "Please help me!" he cried. Shouts of "Help!" and "Murder!" filled the House of Commons. From all corners, people ran to help the poor man. He was lying in a pool of blood on the floor and wasn't moving. Williams ran too and looked sadly at the victim. The bullet hit him in the heart, Williams thought. He won't survive. A doctor in the crowd of people came and examined the victim. "Who is this man?" Williams asked the doctor. "He was Spencer Percival, the Prime Minister of Britain," the doctor answered. "But I'm sorry to inform you that he's dead." Spencer Percival was born in 1762 and was the Prime Minister of Britain from 1809 to 1812. He was a lawyer, but in 1796, at the age of 34, he became a Member of Parliament. He was a hard-working, popular man, and the King, George III, really liked him. "Spencer Percival is a very honest man," the King told everybody. "I can depend on him." "Why did that man kill Percival?" Williams asked the doctor. "I don't know," replied the doctor. "Maybe he didn't like Percival for some reason, or maybe he's mad." Williams woke up from his dream. He was trembling violently, and he felt very hot. He was also frightened, because the dream seemed so real. He couldn't fall asleep again for a long time. "I'm being stupid. It was just a bad dream," he finally thought, and soon fell asleep. He immediately had the same dream again. This time he was very worried. He decided to wake his wife and tell her about his dreams. "Sometimes at night I dream about what happened during the day or what I thought about," he said to his wife. "But I didn't talk about Spencer Percival yesterday or think about him, and I didn't hear anybody talk about him. So why have I had two dreams that somebody killed him?" "They were just bad dreams," his wife answered. "Don't worry about it. Go back to sleep now." "But Percival lives far away from us," insisted Williams. "I've never met him or spoken to him." "You often read about Percival in the newspapers," Mrs. Williams said. "That's probably why you dreamt about him." "Maybe the dreams mean that something is going to happen to him," Williams said. "Maybe I should travel to London and tell Percival about them."
"Don't be stupid. Nothing is going to happen to Percival,"
said Mrs. Williams angrily. I'm tired. Let's go back to sleep now. The next morning, Williams was still worried. He couldn't forget his dreams. Williams worked in a bank. He went to the bank and told his colleagues about his dreams. I want to go to London and tell Percival that his life is in danger, Williams said.
Don't be ridiculous. Nobody is planning to kill the Prime Minister of Britain, said one colleague. Nothing like this has ever happened before. Don't worry about your dreams. Spencer Percival won't believe you, said another. He'll think that you're mad if you tell him that you're worried about him.
Williams listened to his wife and colleagues. He stayed in Cornwall and did nothing about his dreams. On the night of May the 10th, exactly 1 week after Williams had his dreams, Spencer Percival also had a dream. He dreamt that he was in the House of Commons. He was walking through the lobby when a man in a black coat with gold buttons ran in front of him, took a gun from his pocket and shot him. The next morning at breakfast, Percival told his wife about his dream.
Perhaps your dream means something, she said. Perhaps something bad is going to happen. I'm worried. Please don't go to the House of Commons today.
I must do my work. There's an important debate in the House of Commons this evening, and I'm participating in it, Percival answered.
Father, I'm frightened too, his eldest daughter cried. Your life might be in danger. Please stay at home, Father, the younger children agreed.
You're all being ridiculous, said Percival. Nobody wants to shoot me. It was only a dream. You can't believe in dreams.
He put on his blue coat and went to the House of Commons. Percival didn't know it, but he was making the biggest mistake of his life. At 5 o'clock that afternoon, Spencer Percival came out of one of the rooms in the House of Commons and went into the lobby. There were many people in the lobby, and he didn't see a tall man in a black coat with gold buttons. The man was hiding behind a door and was watching Percival carefully. His name was John Bellingham. Suddenly, Bellingham ran in front of the Prime Minister, took a gun from his pocket, pointed it at the Prime Minister's heart, and shot him.
Murder! Please help me! Cried Percival.
As he spoke, he put his right hand on his heart and fell to the floor. Many people in the building ran to Percival. They tried to help him, but he died very soon afterwards.
Shut the door! Don't let anybody leave! Somebody shouted.
Who did this? People were asking. Bellingham didn't try to escape.
I did it! I'm the unfortunate man, he answered.
He was still holding the gun and didn't resist when a guard took it from him.
The government of Great Britain has treated me terribly, he continued in a calm voice. I had to take justice into my own hands.
John Bellingham was an Englishman from the city of Liverpool. When he was a young married man, he decided to open an export business in Russia. Unfortunately, his business failed, and as a result, he owed the Russian government a lot of money. Bellingham couldn't pay the money, and he went to prison. The British ambassador tried to help Bellingham, but he couldn't persuade the Russians to release him, and Bellingham spent many months in a Russian prison. Bellingham was very angry.
The British ambassador didn't do enough to help me, he thought. Why didn't he do more?
As soon as Bellingham got out of prison, he returned to England. He wrote letters and spoke to many people in the government about his terrible time in the Russian prison.
The government will have to compensate me, he told them.
But nobody wanted to help Bellingham, and he became angrier.
How is this possible? He said to his friends. I'm a loyal British citizen. Why doesn't anybody in our government care about what has happened to me?
Bellingham decided to write to the Prime Minister, Spencer Percival.
Percival will understand my situation and give me compensation, he thought.
However, even the Prime Minister didn't pay any attention to his demand for justice. Bellingham's wife saw that her husband was becoming an angry, bitter man.
Please stop writing these letters, she implored him. The government won't give you compensation. Why don't you try and start a new business?
However, Bellingham didn't want to stop writing letters and speaking to important people. One day, he even carried his wife and another woman on his back to the Secretary of State's office.
"This will attract people's attention, and they'll learn about my problem," he thought.
A man saw the strange spectacle.
"That man Bellingham is completely mad," he said.
But nobody understood how mad Bellingham was becoming.
"I'll get justice," he thought. "I'll make sure that the government pays attention to me."
That same day, he bought a gun and ammunition. He began to plan his revenge. Bellingham started to pass his evenings in the House of Commons. He stood quietly in the lobby and observed the ministers as they entered the building. Nobody seemed to notice him. On the evening of May the 11th, 1812, Bellingham decided that it was time for his revenge. He put on his black coat with the gold buttons, put the gun in his coat pocket, and went to the House of Commons. There he shot the Prime Minister. The bullet went into Percival's heart. A police investigation followed. During the investigation, Bellingham was calm. "I've suffered for many years, and now, finally, my country will hear the truth in a court of justice," he told the police. The trial took place on Friday, May the 15th, 1812, just 4 days after the murder. Many people came to the trial because they were curious to see the murderer and to hear his defence.
"I'm sorry about Mr. Percival's death," Bellingham told the court. "You see, I had nothing against the man, Spencer Percival, but I was very angry at the government because they didn't help me when my business failed in Russia. I didn't shoot Spencer Percival the man. I shot Spencer Percival the Prime Minister."
Because of these words, many people at the trial decided that Bellingham was mad. However, in the judge's opinion, Bellingham was not mad.
"This man, Bellingham, knows what he did," the judge told the court at the end of the trial. "He knows the difference between right and wrong. My verdict is guilty. John Bellingham will die by hanging."
Exactly 1 week after the murder, John Bellingham was hanged. When John Williams, the banker from Cornwall, read about the assassination in the newspapers, he was shocked. He travelled to London and bought a painting of the Prime Minister's murder. He was very surprised to see that every detail in the painting, including the location of the wound and the physical appearances of Percival and Bellingham, was the same as in his dreams. John Williams never understood why he saw the future in his dreams, and he never dreamt about a future event again.